And it's interesting because Jerry and I are both listening to this forecast very closely. Polk County Sheriff Jerry Suits joining me this morning. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good, sir. How's it been?
It's been a long time. I miss seeing you, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I thank you, Tom. It's has been a while, but love that voice, sir.
Well, it's good to hear you, too. Partly sunny, 64. Jerry and I were talking about this weather forecast. 30% chance of shower, small tomorrow night. After midnight, 52. Sunday, mostly sunny, 63, 20% chance of showers. The reason why Jerry and I were talking about the weather is I was trying to pick the perfect Friday to have the sheriff on when it comes to safety and people getting lost in our more primitive areas here in southern Illinois. And, Jerry, it's interesting. We were talking, you know, the quarantine, right? People suddenly
right.
started saying, well, this is one of the places I can go and still observe all the rules. And so there's been a lot more pressure. And then this really nice weather the last couple of weeks. You've already been dealing with some of this when it comes to people being lost.
That's right, Tom. It's this week, just this week only, we've been out there 2 to 5 times at least. People lost. I think that's a biggie right now. We was having a lot of falls out there, but it seemed like that's slowed down, and we thank the Lord every day for that. But here this week here, it's all been people lost, and especially at Bellsmith Springs, and that's a concern of ours, of course. And you know, we go out there, we do our best. We've found all of them. They've all been in good shape when we found them. They just, you know, they're not from around here. And you know, it's a big concern for us, especially right now. And like you said, the weather, that's the key right now. You know, it's right now it's probably in the 50s, and you know, gonna be 70 this afternoon. And you know, it's beautiful, and people want to get out, and I don't blame them.
And you know, when the trees start turning, we'll see even more people out. Here's the thing: most years are Bellsmith Springs. Have a lot of experience with that location. How do they tell you they're lost? Because cell phone services, in my experience, and especially once you've gone down the staircase and you're down in the cliffs, there is no cell service. How are they letting you know they're lost?
Well, I agree with you totally. No cell service at all. They just keep walking until they'll get a spot. They'll call us or call 911. We get a lot of 911 transfers from local counties, and they'll tell us they're down here in Bellsmith, trying to give us some kind of a location. They've been, you know, there 10 minutes or there 30 minutes, you know, and as long as we've done it, you know, the people that goes out and looks for them, they've got pretty well get a good idea. And basically, we just happen to just, if we can get a hold of them, if they can get a hold of us, we just have them stay there until we can get to you. And we've been pretty successful with, you know, coming out with, we got a good real far that goes out and does the searches. We use a lot of sirens and those kind of things to see if they can hear us. And, you know, my dispatch plays a key role with that, keeping them on the phone. And, you know, just trying to get out there to them as close as we can. You know, it's scary.
Yeah.
I think me and you talked yesterday about, you know, how dark it is out there. And you know, it's just a scary situation. We feel it for them. And, you know, it's tough. But like I said a while ago, Tom, so far we've been pretty successful this year about getting them and finding them pretty quick.
Well, I it's weird because I found a group from a church south of Bellsmith. So I was on a fire. I probably shouldn't tell the sheriff I was on a fire road. Just realized that halfway through. And I look off in the woods and there's two women and guy. And I first of the group I see and yell at them. And they're very happy to see me. And I'm with, you know, my boys, Trent and Kent. And we're down there. And,
yes, sir.
And I offer, want to get in the vehicle. And they look at each other and go, well, I think we will, which is still a decision on their own to go, do we get in the car with these strangers?
Sure.
You know, we took them back, and it was Bellsmith Springs. They'd walked in after church, and we saw them at sunset on Sunday. They had been there all day, lost in their Sunday clothes, you know, suddenly in those flats, but you can reach out. Text service, a big deal, but here's another item that's put more pressure on this, is people traveling up and down in 57, maybe the passenger in the car is looking at their cell phones, and they go, boy, look at this review of this place called Bellsmith Springs. So as a result, you've seen people that not only maybe have gone in, but are really not prepared because they just pulled off the interstate and decide they'd go in. You see a lot of people who aren't from Southern Illinois, but in fact, from a lot of different places that are here and find themselves in this situation.
Happens weekly, Tom. In fact, I was out at Bellsmith Springs in Burton Falls. We spent a lot of time out there. Had a couple of just showed up. I like talking to them. One couple, I said, how'd you find out about it? And they said, well, we're coming out of Clarksville, Tennessee, getting tired, wanted to get a little leg stretching going on. And they got on Google. They asked about some kind of hiking place, and Bellsmith Springs came up. They was able to get off I-24, and here they come. And when I seen them, I said, you guys have been here before? And they said, no, we haven't. They all have flip-flops on. I asked them about their cell phone. You've got is it charged pretty well? And one guy told me, he said, you know what, mine's about to run out. So we talked about that. But I think we're getting people now, and just like what you said, they're it's coming up on their cell phones, and everybody's got a cell phone now. And it's just a good place for them to stretch their legs for a little bit. And that sometimes ends in tragedy, Tom.
Yeah, and what's interesting is people compare, they think they know what a park's like, but Bellsmith is primitive. I mean, in many ways, if you try to compare it to Guard of the Gods, cell phone and all kinds of services and paths cut, Bellsmith is not that way, although there has been a group down there putting some excellent signs up. Now, here's the thing, Jerry. We're speaking with Polk County Sheriff Jerry Suits. When we talk about this stuff, we're not saying don't come. The people of Polk County and Johnson County and Gallatin County, they want you to come enjoy the parks. That's not the reason why we're doing this morning.
Tom, we want people to come here. And, we can talk about the tragedies. And, I've had a fatal this year. I've had one that went and seen here a couple of weeks ago that had fallen. He's a paraplegic now. We can talk about those kind of things. And, our hearts and prayers go out to those families. But we've got a lot of good stories that we can tell about people coming in, bringing their kids, and their dogs, and getting away from this, having to stay at home daily, and we're trying to come out of that this COVID-19 deal, but we got a lot of good stories, and people come down having fun, and we want people to come down here. We just want them to be safe, and that's where I appreciate you reaching out to me today, and just sending a message that. We want you to be safe and come down here, enjoy, and it is fun. I always see a lot of the bad stuff, but I hear a lot of good stuff, and that's a good thing where I sit every day.
Well, it's interesting. I was talking to Walter Cronkite, and it's been a few years back, of course, and I said, why do we only report bad news? He says, do you report about the cat that's home safe? No, you don't. You report about the cat up the tree. And I think that's an interesting point, because I've had a dozen great times and never more than a dozen and never had to call the police. Let's talk about
this.
Now, there is the issue of preparation, right? Your cell phone,
is it
charged? But at the same time, Bellsmith Springs is an excellent example of this. You can go online and download the map into your phone. Now, depending on your software, apps, things like that, if you want to be prepared before you lose the cell service, which is, you lose it well before you get to Bellsmith, download the map. You can turn on some of these GPS features. Sometimes they don't work, right? But you can download your phone will track you, where you can say, put a star where your car is. It'll lead you back, or maybe where the bottom of the stairs are, or some landmark that you assures to get back, and it'll track you as you walk so you can find your way back. And Jerry mentioned this other fact a couple of moments ago. There are a lot of places. Burden Falls is another excellent example of this, because I saw a friend of mine say there was too many cars at Bellsmith, no place to park. I went to Burden Falls. Another place that is an excellent example of, you need a pair of good shoes on for this. People, and it happened last week, guy goes to a cliff, goes out on the end of the tree so he can take a picture of himself for the internet, falls, dies.
Yep.
Be prepared and don't put yourself in a position.
Those are great examples and words, Tom. I think a lot of people, including me, a lot of times, you go somewhere, you're not prepared. The people I just talked about, they was from Decatur, Illinois. They were not prepared. They was prepared for a good day. Didn't really know what they was getting into, really. I mean, when they seen them, it was kind of like, wow. Those cliffs are there. They're intimidating. The land around those cliffs and rocks, they're wet, all the time. I mean, here it's dry everywhere right now, except Bellsmith Springs and Burden Falls, and you know, it's got all that slime or whatever you want to call it around those cliffs, and it's slick. So, and they had their flip-flops on and you know, those kind of things. So, yeah, I agree with you, Tom. You know, people can come in, and the people that really know what they're doing and have fun, and they are prepared with their cell phones, with their footwear, and, you know, they got water. And they're also, you know, I think we talked about this before, you know, and they're not coming in there one and two in a group either. They're having three and four, you know, watch this, watch that, you know, let's go this way. Right. You know, I think you got to have that also and have that support out there with you, that four or five's walking, and maybe somebody's been out there before that walking with you. So, you know, I think that's a great word, that being prepared. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody can go home and, you know, everybody's can talk about how good it is down here in Polk County.
Right, and show the pictures on the social media and bring more people here. I noticed Mayor John McPeak has been down there, I think, with a group shared the photograph down there cleaning the place up, which I really appreciate as well, too.
Yes,
take
sir.
A bottle of water, throw a banana. Yep. I have a tendency to throw an MRE in my backpack just in case, and a little dog food.
Right.
You know me, Jerry, and make sure that I've got everybody covered who's with me too. And even though I've been down there since I was literally six or seven with Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts, I still go just as prepared as I did as a Boy Scout. I've got a pocket flashlight. I've got a battery backup for my cell phone, because the cell phones, if you don't forget to turn them off, continually try to reach the tower, and they can't, so they drain the battery quickly.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Throw that water, a little bit of food, and maybe a little, you know, something else in there in the bag to keep you going as far as that part's concerned. A little extra water, a soda pop, and a banana will get you a really long distance. Hey, before I let you go, final thoughts on this. With your experience, and you have seen tragedy and triumph with helping people out, whether it's Garden of the Gods, outside your area, you do assistance. What's your takeaway from years of experience, Sheriff, on being prepared to go in mentally and physically?
Well, you know, I don't know, Tom. I think the preparedness is a good one. I think, you know, you got to know where you're at. You know, you just have all the essentials of walking and. And, you know, just, you know, I always tell everybody when I see them, and I even tell my deputies when they go down there, and the people that goes and searches, be careful. You know, I think it's two words that I always use, just be careful. And you know, preparedness, be careful, you know, have fun. And you know, if you have trouble, you call us and we'll be there. So, you know, it is what it is there. You know, we've all been going there forever. I remember it whenever I'm 63 now. I remember it when I was five going down there, just like yourself.
Right.
And you know, we've always had a fall or two and people get lost. But it seemed like this year, the COVID-19 has really brought people out. You know, those parking lots, as you said, a while ago, you know, they're full now. And I haven't seen that in a while. So it's a good thing. And we don't want it to be a bad thing. So, you know, just be careful.